Okay, thank you for the wonderful Dhamma talk on the five reflections. Could you please speak about compassion in caregiving for themselves and for others? And part of caregiving, of looking after those who are ill, then that a part of the compassion is looking after oneself. There's things that I'm trying to think of the what the Buddha talks about of the like somebody who is a good patient is somebody who follows the doctor's advice, eats the right foods, and takes their medicines. So that looking after oneself with care and being attentive to the caregivers, and then for the one who is caring for the sick, it's sort of knowing the right medicines, knowing the right foods, knowing how to knowing how to encourage and rouse them with Dhamma. So looking after oneself, say as a caregiver, it is important to knowing how to exercise that quality of compassion in looking after oneself, because it's easy to get burnt out. Is easy to, and depending on the kind of illness that somebody's having, knowing how to rest, in the sense also in terms of like compassion and looking after those who are ill, because sometimes the person who is ill might be very tired and sleeping a lot, but then the caregiver is kind of always alert and worried and concerned, and it's very easy to get tired, and then if one gets really tired, then it's difficult to be attentive, and then the experience of the caregiving can be quite a draining, and so that one has to know how to look after oneself with compassion. So learn, and some of it is also learning how to ask other people to help. I mean, sometimes we don't think of that, or we're afraid, or we're fearful in some way, and so that knowing how to call on others to give support, because when one's caring for the sick, oftentimes one just doesn't rest well, and learning how to conserve one's energy is really really important. So there's the kind of skills of knowing medicine, knowing the skills of looking after other people, but then also knowing the skills of looking after oneself and caring for oneself, as well as caring for the person who is ill.